The man and his methods. Paul was not an impressive man to look at. An early tradition describes him like this, a short man with a bald head and crooked legs. His body is fit and healthy. His eyebrows meet over his nose, which is rather hooked. His face is full of friendliness. He was able to persuade people to have faith in Jesus. He was a good organizer too, skilled at founding churches and helping them to keep going under pressure of opposition and disagreement. Through his Jewish background, he knew the Old Testament thoroughly, and he used it frequently in discussion about the Christian faith. And because he was brought up in a Greek city and travelled widely amongst Greek people, he understood their ways of thinking too. He was therefore able to speak about Jesus in a way that would interest the non-Jews to whom he was sent as a missionary. He spoke Aramaic, the language of Jews in Palestine, and Greek, so he could go nearly everywhere in the Roman Empire and be easily understood. He once wrote of his desire to become all things to all men in the interest of winning them to the Christian faith, 1 Corinthians 9:22. Being a Roman citizen, he was respected when he travelled around the empire, and on several occasions, Paul owed his life to the protection he got from Roman soldiers because of his legal citizenship. Nothing mattered to Paul more than sharing the good news of Jesus with as many people as he could. He was willing to go through all kinds of suffering and hardship in the course of his work. In his second letter to the Corinthians, he lists the dangers he had endured: flogged 5 times by Jewish authorities and 3 times by the Romans, stoned once, and shipwrecked on 3 occasions. He once spent 24 hours adrift at sea, and on many occasions was attacked by robbers and people who objected to his preaching. He was frequently hungry and thirsty, cold and homeless, and he also confesses to the emotional burden of anxiety for the groups he had left behind across the empire, 2 Corinthians 11, 24-28. He often had to wait months for news of his friends and fellow workers. In his missionary work, Paul had a plan which he regularly followed. First, he started churches in important towns, for example, Philippi, Corinth, and Ephesus. From there, other Christians could travel to smaller towns nearby to start new churches. Then, he appointed leaders in each church who would guide the church's worship and care for younger Christians. He went back to his churches from time to time to encourage them and to deal with any problems that occurred. But he also kept in touch with them by sending his assistants, men like Titus and Timothy, to visit them, and by writing letters to them. There are 13 letters written by Paul in the New Testament.